This happened when I was an assistant pastor. So church office called me. So there was a new church member, and this new church member had a mental problems, and they asked me to come to see her as soon as possible. So including other pastors and church members, about 10 of us went to see her. This woman was about in her mid-30s. She was screaming and cursing. And she was like thrashing and acting out. So we prayed. So I said to her, "How are you?" As soon as I said this, she sat up and then she spit up on my face. She spit it on my face. So I was like, she's really crazy. So I thought it was dirty. So I wiped her spitting. She's seized by a demon. So I was thinking there's no other way. So I told other church members, let us pray and praise. So we did it about 1 hour. Praise and prayer. Praise and prayer. So even 1 hour passed, but things were not any better. At the time in my heart, I wanted to give up and I wanted to go home. Because even 1 hour of praise and prayer, things were not any better. So, but then back of my mind, well, the situation is pretty tough and I cannot just leave. So I told other church members, let us cry out to God even more. So we had another hour of prayer and praise. So we lost all our strength after a couple of hours. After 2 hours, this woman calmed down, and she really calmed down. So at that time, I asked her, "What happened? Why are you acting like this?" And the woman said, "Because her husband was making her suffering because he was cursing, he was beating her up." Later, I found out that woman was really classy, nice woman. She was really nice woman. Her husband was like really cursing at her, beating her, and he was like having an affair with other women. That's why she really went crazy. So when she went crazy, Satan got into her, got a hold of her. So I did tell her that evil Satan is on hold of you. Do you know that Satan is seizing you right now? There's only one way to survive from this. You have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So that day, she accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. So then we went home. Next Sunday, she came to church. She looked great. So she was like greeting me, and she felt sorry for spitting up on my face. She said, "I'm sorry, Pastor, I spit on your face." You have to remember, you know, mentally crazy sick people, even though they act like they're crazy, do you think that they don't remember what they have done? It's not so. They do remember. They would remember what they have done. So she felt so sorry that she spit on my face. So she kept saying, "I'm sorry." So I realized one thing. The power of Jesus is so great. Even mentally ill person, mentally sick person. I used to go to this facility when I was in Korea. And I used to see the mentally ill people all the time. So no matter how hard you tried, you cannot really treat them. But then when they heard the gospel and they accepted Jesus and they were really changed. I've seen those. So the power of Jesus, power of God, this is so great. When you experience this power in your lives, why wouldn't you believe Jesus? Because you didn't experience this power, that's why you always have conflicts in your hearts. So depending on how much spiritual power you have, things do differ. So last year's prayer topic, one of the prayer topics was enjoying five powers and experiencing it. Five powers. So we wanted to experience a realistic blessing from God through five powers. You know five powers: spiritual power, intellectual power, financial power, manpower, and physical power. What do you think is most important power? Of course, you want to have more money. In physical and spiritual, all these five powers, what is most important? Spiritual power. Spiritual power. In other words, spiritual power can be spiritual. Authority, spiritual authority. So wherever you are, whether you're in your homes or at work, when you use your spiritual power, people cannot really put you down. Look at this. Why do you think people don't listen to you? When you say something, people listen to you, and other times people don't. So the power of your saying, your words. So there are times that people listen to you, and other times people do not listen to you. Why do people do? Why people do not listen to you? When you raise your children, you tell your children what to do. Are they listening to you? When you're younger, when they are younger, they listen to you. But when they hit the puberty or when they get older, they don't want to listen to you. They don't want to listen to you. So you scream at your children. Do you think the screaming would work? Do you think beating them up would work? Depending on how much spiritual power we have, you don't have to scream at them. You don't have to be angry with them. That's a true power. That's a true power. Look at Jacob. Jacob had so many problems when he was younger. He was deceiving others. And Jacob was transformed, but Genesis chapter 2, you see the wrestling with angel. Jacob and angel were wrestling. So Genesis chapter 35, there was a family matter, a family problem. And he made a resolution. He told his family members, let us rise up and go to Bethel. Let us have worship to God. When he said that, all his children obeyed because of his spiritual power. When he lost Joseph, he was in trouble. And the 11 children, they were really concerned about him all the time. And right before he, on his deathbed, he called on his children and he laid his hands upon them and he prayed for them. Please read Genesis, the Bible. Because Jacob had truly spiritual power. And all his prayers were answered. Because Jacob has spiritual power. What about today? We don't have power as parents. We are shrinking. And many children are just challenging us all the time. Do you think you have a spiritual power over your children? So how much spiritual power do we have as we live this world? Look at Joseph. King Pharaoh said very remarkable thing to Joseph. How can I find someone like you? So King Pharaoh said that I have only one thing better than Joseph, which is the throne. So he acknowledged Joseph because Joseph had a spiritual power. That's why people bow down. That's why spiritual power is important. So as we pray, are we using spiritual power? We're not just praying vaguely. How much spiritual power are you using as you pray? You pray for your children. You pray for your family. You have to use your spiritual power. It changes. So your children, when they look at you, my mom's prayer always gets answered. They should be able to see that. If your children has this kind of faith about you, they will obey you. So you have to use the spiritual power. It is important. Acts chapter 3. There is an illustration of spiritual power. So there was a gate called Beautiful in Jerusalem. There was a crippled man who was there for 40 years. So Israelites, they were giving, going to the temple and worship all the time. So this was a man who was a beggar, and he was sitting there. He was crippled for 40 years. One day, John and Peter, they were going over there. So this man was begging, "Give me a little bit of money, sir." And then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk." He didn't say anything else. "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk." Maybe people gave some money to this crippled man for 40 years. But no one could really help his destiny. Peter used the spiritual power because he was proclaiming the power of Jesus. And he said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk." When he said that, his feeble legs strengthened, and he got up, and he went into the temple as he was praising the Lord. So there was a roar in the city. Never happened in the past. So people were giving him some money, but no one really could help him. So God's miracle happened in this area because Peter used God's power, spiritual power. And there was this demon-possessed woman. Paul prayed a prayer using spiritual power. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, get out from her. And at that moment, the woman was healed. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command you, come out of her. All the dirty demons came out. God's work happened. How could you overcome mentally ill people? Have you faced mentally ill people? Can you really be able to hold on one mentally ill person? So when I was in Korea, we used to go to this place, and some renowned, famous speakers, some preachers would come. I didn't want to go there because they push you. And one thing I can say is that the people who are demon-possessed, mentally ill, they have a very strong power. So I used to go to this mentally ill psychiatric hospital for a while, for 1 year. So the first day when I went to the psychiatric hospital, I saw people, and it was kind of scary to look at them because there wasn't even a single person who was sane. Someone was screaming, drilling, and they were like really, they were bound. And I saw one person really tied up his hands, but I saw the wrists were really ripped because the person was trying to get off. And then I heard a screaming constantly. Do you think you could counsel them? You would say nice words to them. Do you think the medications would work? Because when you go to a psychiatric hospital, you'll be given medications. But fundamentally, mental problems cannot be solved. So the person who was there said that there's no cure for mental illness. And there are moments that these people would be better, but doesn't mean they're going to be completely healed. No matter how hard you try, you cannot solve problems. But the amazing thing is when the name of Christ is really proclaimed, demons would depart. Demons would depart. So important thing is how much spiritual power we are using. We can save the area. When you meet psychiatric person, you get scared. That means you don't have spiritual power. Because you don't have spiritual power, you feel scared. You have to pray. Look at the scripture reading today. The army of Ahab, they were surrounding the house of Elisha. Dothan, city of Dothan. So Aramites were surrounding the area of city. Why did they do that? Aramites. Aramites were quite strong nations at the time, and the Israelites were really small compared to Aramites. So they were invading Israelites all the time because they thought they could win them over. So Aramites believed that they would really win Israelites. So Aramites were trying to figure out why they could not destroy Israelites. And then one person said that there's a prophet of God Elisha, because he has so much spiritual power. So whatever you say, he's able to figure out. Elisha knew everything what they were talking about. So no matter how many times we invade them, we cannot win because of Elisha. So they came over and they surrounded the house of Elisha. So servant went out and so Aramites were surrounding the house of Elisha. So this servant was really scared and he told Elisha, what are we going to do? Oh my Lord, what shall we do? And don't be afraid, Elisha said. And Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. This is works of God. And when the servant opened his eyes, he saw the army of chariots and horses. So when you look at verse 17, Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hill full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So who could touch Elisha, who has a spiritual power? Do you believe that God's works happen when you pray? Do you believe this? We have to remember one thing. Prayer is not all prayer. When you pray, they say yes. Not all the prayers are prayers. How much spiritual power in your prayer? We do pray. Things don't work out well, we do pray. But the strange thing is, we pray, but some people receive the answers and others don't. So it depends on whether you have spiritual power or not. So not all prayers are answered. Many people say they pray. So do we have spiritual power in our prayers? So when you pray, when things are not going well, then you have to kneel down until you receive the answers. One day, then 1 week, you didn't receive the answer. 1 month, 1 year. You prayed 1 year, and you prayed very hard, and that means you have to pray for the rest of your life. There's only one thing that you can do as a believer. It is a prayer, and you need the spiritual power, and your prayer will be answered. A person who possesses the spiritual power can see the future. We cannot tell even 1 second later. But the amazing thing is, a person who truly prays can be able to tell the future. then you can pray for the future. When you pray, the relationships would be reconciled. Whether it's your family member or your co-workers or whatever you have, relationship problems. So you don't have to try so hard to reconcile. You have to pray for your husbands, for your colleagues, and for your friends. God will restore all the broken relationships. Someone who prays is a winner. Do you believe this? So if you use your strength or power, you want to win? You cannot. But you have to pray by using spiritual power. Then there's no one to compete when you use a spiritual power. You see, Isaac, he was facing Philistines. They were coming, attacking, and try to take away his well, but he never were against fighting against them. So he tried very hard, and he digged a well, and then others came and tried to take away from him. Isaac had a power to fight back, but he didn't. As a result, Isaac had victory. And then King Abimelech came later and said to him, "I'm sorry. And I see that God is God who's with you. I see God who's with you." He told Isaac. That was the answer of a person who prayed. So let us pray. If you pray for 1 year, you don't receive the answers, pray for 10 years. And if you don't receive after 10 years, pray until you die. So after you pray a little bit, if you don't receive the answers, you give up. So use the spiritual power as you pray. Financial problem, health problem. Pastor, I'm always sick. I'm so poor. Please pray. If you really believe in God's power and if you pray, God will restore. Because you don't pray. That's the problem. Let me conclude. We are living in a tough world. Look around. It's hard to survive. So many people are bullying us. There are so many problems. So many things are causing us trouble. How could you overcome these problems? You want to do with your own knowledge, your power, your experience? You cannot do so. Only through prayer you could do it. It's not just a regular prayer, but using spiritual power supplied by God. As you live your life this week and receive the spiritual power from God, and God will answer you. I hope you receive the answers of prayer this week. Almighty Father, let us pray. Let us not just pray vaguely. Let us truly use spiritual power as we pray. So let us be filled with your grace, every single element of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.